Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph of Maseches Megillah as we continue traveling through Maseches Megillah, trying to make it in time for Purim. We already got down on Yud Gimel Amar Aleph till the last skinny line on Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. We just got through saying that that anyone who's kofar by Avodah Zarah, anyone who denies Avodah Zarah, is in some way called a Yehudi. That itself earns a person the name Yehudi by being kofar by Avodah Zarah, by denying Avodah Zarah. Why do we mention that? Because Mordechai is referred to as a Yemini, someone from Binyamin, but he's also referred to as a Yehudi, as an Ish Yehuda, someone from Yehuda. So we had a lot of different ways of dealing with that seeming contradiction. Was he a Yehudi? Or was he a Yemini? So we suggested that he was called Yehudi because he was kofar ba'avodah zarah. So the Gemara goes on to say, so where are we now? Randaf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. We are holding at Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. So says in the Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, have a pasuk with Divrei Yamim Amar Hachi. When Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi would start his shiurim on Divrei Yamim, on the Sefer Divrei Yamim, he would say the following: Kol dvarecha echad heim v'anu yodin ledarshan. That all of the words of the Divrei Yamim are one, and we know exactly how to interpret them. Meaning, a lot of the names that come up in Divrei Yamim are, even though there will be a lot of different names, a lot of times there will be a lot of different names that are mentioned in Divrei Yamim that all refer to the same guy, that all refer to the same person. It's not always clear, it's not always obvious, it's not always easy to tell. But a lot of times, if you look carefully enough, you'll find that when there are multiple names mentioned in Divrei Yamim, those names are really the same person. So Rabbi Shimon says, take a look at the following pasuk, for example. V'ishto ha-Yehudiya yolda es yered avi gdor ve'es chever avi socho ve'es yikusia l'avi zanoach ve'ele b'nei bas yabas paro asher lokach mered. Good, so the pasuk says that his wife, the Yehudiya, gave birth to Yered, the father of Gedor, Chever, the father of Socho, Yukusil, the father of Zenoach, and these are the sons of Bisya, or Basya, the daughter of Paro, that Meret took. So, my Karila Yehudia. Now, if the very same pasuk says that her name is Basya, so why would it call her Yehudia? Al-Shum Shekafra ba'Avodah Zarah, must be she's called a Yehudia, because we said that anyone who denies Avodah Zarah is called a Yehudi. Tichsiv, Vater Bas Paro, L'chot Zaliyar. How do I know that the Bas Paro, the daughter of Paro, the one who found Moshe and who picked him up and raised him, how do I know that she denied and rejected Avodah Zarah? Because it says that she went to wash by the river. That means she washed herself off from the idols of her father's house. So we see that she denied Avodah Zarah. So that pasuk said that Basya, who is also called Yehudia, gave birth to Yered, Chever, and Yekusiel. So the Gemara is going to show that all three of those people are the same person. They all refer to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Basya Bas Paro gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu? That's not true. Yalda. No, she raised him. She didn't give birth to him. So says Gemara, a very important rule, and this is a concept I would want you to know. Lomar lecha to teach you. Shekal hamegadel yasom v'yasomu b'sach peso. Mala alav hakasuv ki ilu yilado. That anyone who raises an orphan boy or an orphan girl in their house, the Torah considers it as if they are the parents, as if they bore that child. In fact, some of the poskim even hold, the Gemara doesn't mention this, but some of the poskim even hold that if a person is unable to have children, they could partially be mekayim the mitzvah of pruvu by adopting a child and raising that child, because raising a child makes it as if it is your child. So the Gemara continues on the pasuk. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have all these different names? Why is he called by all these different names? Yered, Chever, and Yekusiel. So Yered ze Moshe. Lama nekrishmo Yered. Why is Moshe called Yered? She yared lehem liyishol man v'yamav. Because it was due to him that the man came down during his days. So Yered, Yarad, as in coming down. Gedor, why is he called Gedor? Shegadar pirtosei en shal Yisrael, because he built up the breaches in Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael did things that were wrong, he would keep us on guard and fix all of our wrong actions. Chever, why is he called Chever? Shechiber es Yisrael lavi en shabashmayim. Chever is a lashon of connection, that he connected us to our Father in heaven. He connected us to God. Socho, shenas lem liyisrael kisuka. Why is he called Socho? Moshe is called Socha because he protected us like a sukkah, just like a sukkah protects us from the elements. Moshe Rabbeinu protected us from being punished many times by interceding on our behalf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yikutiel, why is he called Yikutiel? Shekivu Yisrael lekel biyamav. It's a combination of the words kivu lekel, that Klal Yisrael looked up with hope toward Hashem. Kivu is to always hope. Lakel to Hashem during the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zanoach, why is he called Zanoach? Sheizniach avonosein shel Yisrael, because he threw off the averos of Klal Yisrael, and because of his tefilos, Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara a little bit further. Avi, 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 the pasuk says, Moshe was the father of Geder, the father of Socha, the father of Zanoach. So why does it call him the father of those names? We just said that all of those names are all about him. So why does it call him the father three times? So says the Gemara, he was a father of three character traits. He was an Av B'Torah, Av B'Chachma, Av B'Nevius. He was a daddy of Torah, a daddy of Chachma, of wisdom, and a daddy of Nevius. Meaning, he was really good in those three things, in Torah, in Chachma, and Nevius. So it said that the Gemara now continues in the, further in the pasuk, Ve'ele b'nei Bisya asher lakach mered. It says these are the daughters of Bisya or Basya, the daughter, these are the sons rather of Basya who Mered married. V'chi Mered shmo v'alei Kalev shmo. Wait a second, his name wasn't Mered, his name was Kalev. Meaning the pasuk goes on to list all the children of Kalev, so we know that Kalev must have been the one to marry her. So why does it call him Mered? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yavol Kalev Shemarad Ba'atzas Meraglim V'yisas Bas Paro Shemarad B'Gilu Beis Avia. It was a perfect shidduch that Kalev married the Bas Paro, because Kalev rebelled against the evil plot of the Meraglim. So he's Marad. Marad means to rebel. He rebelled against the evil plot of the Meraglim. Perfect shidduch. Let him marry the Bas Paro who rebelled against her father's Avodah Zarah. So main point number one over here would be that Basya converted, raised Moshe as if he was her own child, and married Kalev because they were both rebellious against bad things. Basya converted, raised Moshe, and married Kalev because they were both rebellious against bad things. So now we go back to the Megillah. So the Megillah says, Asher Haglim Yerushalayim, that we were sent out of Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Shagala Me'atzma teaches us Mordechai went into Galus on his own without anyone having to force him into Galus. Vayhi Yomeinas Hadassah, and it says that Mordechai raised Hadassah, raised Esther. So Karila Hadassah v'Karila Esther. On the one hand, the Megillah calls her Hadassah. On the other hand, the Megillah calls her Esther. So which was it? What was her name? So Tanya, Meir Omer, the Meir says Esther Shema. Her real name was Esther. V'lama Nikra Shema Hadassah. Why was she called Hadassah? Al Shema Tzadikim Shenikru Hadassim, because Tzadikim are called Hadassim. You know what Hadassim are? It's the branches that we have on the side of the Lulav. That Tzadikim are referred to as Hadassim, as those myrtle branches. V'cheinu Omer, V'hu Omeid Bein HaHadassim. And it says that he was standing amongst the Hadassim. There's a pasuk in Zechariah, and it describes how Zechariah saw the Shechina standing together with Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah when they were thrown into the furnace. And it says that the Shechina was standing amongst Hadassim. But the Shechina wasn't standing amongst Hadassim. The Shechina was standing amongst Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, Tzadikim. So you see from here that Tzadikim are called Hadassim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hadassah Shema. No, Rabbi Yehuda says her real name was Hadassah. V'lomen Nikrei Shema Esther. Esther was just a nickname. You know why she was called Esther? She'al Shem Shaisa Mistateris Tevareha. Because she was very good at keeping a secret. She never, Ein Esther Magedda Ses Amma, that Esther didn't want to say where she came from. She never revealed what nation she came from. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Rabbi Nechemiah says, Hadassah Shema. Her name was Hadassah. V'lomen Nikrei Esther. Why was she nicknamed Esther? Shayu Umos Olam Koronosa Al Shum Istaher. The nations of the world used to call her Istaher, like the moon, meaning they would compliment her that she was radiant like the moon, that she shone like the moon, that she was so beautiful like the moon. So the Gemara says, Ben Azi Omer, Esther lo aruka v'lo k'tzara yisrael beninus ka'adassah. Really, Esther was not particularly tall, she wasn't particularly short, she was very average. She looked like an average woman, not like a, you wouldn't remember her if you saw her, like a Hadassah, like a Hadassah. That's why she's called Hadassah, because a Hadassah is not anything really outstanding. So even though her name was Esther. We called her Esther because she was pretty average. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Kar Chamer, Esther Yerakrokas Haisa V'chushal Chesed Mashachalah. Not only was she average, she was really green, like a hadas, which means that she had a funny-looking complexion a little bit. She looked green, but still, everyone loved her because she had this incredible chayin. She had this chushal chesed mashuch aleha. Chushal chesed mashuch aleha means there's just that special something about her that people couldn't help but to love. People couldn't help but to really like about Esther. I guess main point number two would be that Esther was called Hadassah because she was a tzaddikas like a hadas, or she was called Esther because she shone like the moon. Good. And we have a few other interpretations also, but those I guess are the main ones, that she was called Hadassah because tzaddikim are called a hadas, or she was called Esther because she was like the moon. So what did Esther not want to tell? So ki ein la ave im. She didn't have a mother or father. So b'mos avia v'ima lamali. Once we were already told she didn't have a mother or father, why does it have to say that her mother and father died? So amar avacha ibarta mesavia yiladta mesaima. Now what this tells us is that they died as early as they possibly could have died, and still had a living child, which means that as soon as her father impregnated her mother, right after conception, the father died. And as soon as the mother gave birth to Esther, she right away died. So Esther never had even a moment of life with her parents. So when her parents died, Mordechai raised her. So Tanu Mishum Rav Meir, Al Tikri Levas Elo Lebayis. Rav Meir says, no, not that he took her as a daughter. He took her as a wife, as a bayis. We have a concept that Beso Zu Ishto. When we say that someone's bayis, we're really referring to their wife. So he took Esther as a wife. That's what the pasuk says, that the poor man has nothing except for one little sheep that he had bought. And he raised her, and she grew up together with him and with his children. She ate from his bread, she would drink from his cup, she would lie together with him. And she was like a daughter to him. So, but how does that pasuk make any sense? What kind of daughter sleeps in the same bed with a father? Mishum de becheko tishkav, obviously kibas. What, because she slept in the same bed with him, and then not just in the same bed. Becheko means like in his lap. So she's considered like a daughter. No, it means ella kibayis. Sometimes the word bas is really just short for bayis, like a house. And we know what a house is. A house means a wife. So if that's what the pasuk means over there. Hachinami lebayis. Over here also by Esther, when it says that Mordechai took Esther as a bas, it doesn't mean that he took her like a bas, it means that he took her like a bayis, that he took her as a wife. Going further in the Megillah tells us that Sheva Naros, that there were seven maids that were given to Esther. She used to figure out what day was Shabbos by which maid was on. Since the maids were on a 7-day rotation, she knew which maid was the Shabbos maid, so whenever that maid came back, she knew that it was Shabbos. And he changed her maids. That Haggai, the one who was in charge of all these maids, did something special for Esther that he didn't do for anybody else. So what did he do exactly by changing her na'aros? What does that mean, changing her na'aros? What did he do for her? Some Rav, Sheichila Machal Yehudi, that he fed her Jewish food. He gave her special kosher food. Ushmol Amar Sheichila Kadei Dechaziri. No, he had no idea she was Jewish. He would give her the fattiest bacon, the most delicious pig meat in the world. That's what he gave her. Rabbi Yochanan Machlok has shown him. Did she eat that? That she ate it? Is it possible Esther ate pig? Rabbi Yochanan is her own. Rabbi Yochanan says that he fed her seeds. V'chenu omer, and that's what the pasuk says. V'yeh melzer, nosi has pas bagam, v'nosi lehem zeronim, that it says that about Daniel and Hanani, Mishael and Azariah, that the melzer, the waiter, took away their food and gave them seeds instead. So we see this was a thing, that seeds were provided for her, and that was all she really needed. The Gemara goes on about the Megillah really discusses the special treatments that she had during the time that she was waiting for Achashverosh. But first, main point number three. Main point number three is Esther ate either kosher food, or pig, or seeds. So again, Esther ate either kosher food, pig, or seeds. So she's a chadash in b'shemen amar. Her pasuk says she spent 6 months in shemen amar, in a special kind of oil. My shemen amar. What does shemen amar mean? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba amar satakt. It's a type of oil, a type of balsam oil. Rafuna amar shemen zayish shlo hevi shlish. It's actually olive oil from olives that didn't grow 1/3 of the growth. Tanya Rabbi Domer and pakinon shemen zayish shlo hevi shlish. And pakinon is oil from olives that are not 1/3 growth. The lama sachnoso, and why do people put it on their bodies? What's the point? Shemeshir sasayir ma'adin esabasar, because it removes unwanted hair and it makes the skin very shiny. But erev hi ba'u vavokri shava. The Megillah says that she would come in the next morning and she would go back to the place of the women in the evening. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan Miginusu Shalosa Rasha Lamanu Shivcho." As bad as Achashverosh was, and I guess this is also a good concept to know, Miginusu Shalosa Rasha Lamanu Shivcho. Just as it's telling us these bad things about him, we see something positive about him also. Shalohei Mishamish Mitasu Biyom. At least he didn't have Tashmish Mita during the daytime. He didn't sleep with Esther during the daytime. She would go back home during the daytime. And Esther was very beloved to everybody, to everyone who saw her. Everyone liked her. That's because there was this trick somehow that she managed to pull off, that everyone sort of thought that she was from their nation. All the Chinese thought she was Chinese, and the French thought she was French, and the British thought that she was British. Everyone thought she was one of them. And Esther was finally taken to Achashverosh, into his palace, on the 10th month of the year. That is the month of Teves. What's so special about the month of Teves? So we know that Teves is a very cold month. Yerech shenena guf min aguf. It's a time where body warmth, body heat is very welcome. So Achashverosh would want Esther much more during the month of Teves, because he could use the body warmth. The Melech loved Esther more than all the other women, and he found more chen with her than with all the other besulos. So what does it mean, women, the nashim and the besulos? Why are those two groups mentioned separately? Amarav bikesh litam tam besula tam tam beula tam. What he found so special about Esther is if he was in the mood to sleep with a basula, with a virgin, so that's what Esther felt like to him. If he was in the mood to sleep with someone who was more experienced, who was a bu'ula, so that's what Esther felt like to him. Whatever he was in the mood for in Tashmish Amita is what he felt with Esther. And the king made a very big party. So Avin Mishtaya v'lo Galile. So he made a big party, and she still wouldn't tell him where she came from. Dali Karga v'lo Galile. He took back the head tax in her name, and she still, I mean, he said, "I'll cut taxes in the name of my special queen," you know, as a way of making her even more beloved, and she still wouldn't tell him. Shadda Pardishne v'lo Galile. He sent gifts to important people saying, "This is in honor of my queen," or "This is from my queen." She still wouldn't tell anybody where she comes from. When the Basulos were gathered together the second time, so Achashverosh already made Esther the queen, but yet he still gathers together the Basulos again. What happened was, Achashverosh couldn't get Esther to tell him where she was from, so he asked one of his advisors, Mordechai, "What does it take to get a woman to talk, to get a woman to confide in you?" So Amar, Mordechai said, "Ein isha meskana, ela biyarech chaverta." The only way to do it is by getting her jealous, and the only way to get her jealous is by bringing in more women that you would sleep with, and that way she's going to be jealous, and that way she'll open up to you. And Achashverosh followed exactly what Mordechai said. If he brought in all these basulos, she still wouldn't tell him. Duchsiv pasuk says, "Ein Esther magedis maladita." Esther would not reveal where she was born. She would not reveal what she comes from. So main point number four: Achashverosh didn't have Tashmish Amita during the day. He felt that Esther was a besula or a beula, whatever he was in the mood for, and he slept with her during the month of Teves, during the cold month of Teves, and she constantly refused to reveal where she was from. So again, Achashverosh didn't have Tashmish Amita during the day. He felt in Esther Besula, Beula, whichever one he was more in the mood for. He slept with her during the cold month of Teves. and she wouldn't reveal where she was from. Okay, we'll stop there for today.